education. To apply, visit our website at b.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
To the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Economist concerned over rapid increase in the number of fuel service stations. Madimba water projects to improve source of water for Mwembeshi Ward. In international news, Nigeria's Lagos battles plastic waste as ban faces weak enforcement. And in sports, Chipolopolo fired up ahead of Atlas Lions hunt. And now the news in detail. The Lusaka City Council has made significant progress in addressing water challenges in Matero constituency through the Madimba Water Reticulation Project, which is funded by the 2023 Constituency Development Fund. The project involves drilling two solar-powered boreholes to supply clean water to the community. Speaking in a statement, Lusaka City Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says previously residents of Mwembeshi Ward in Matero constituency relied on shallow wells which posed health risks due to the potential for disease outbreaks like cholera and typhoid. Ms. Mwamba says the new boreholes located at Diana Kaimba and Chunga Secondary School will provide a reliable source of clean water for drinking and household use. She says the project, which is valued at approximately 300,000 kwacha, is nearly complete with a completion rate of 98% and is expected to be finalized within the next month, bringing much needed relief to the residents of Mwembeshi Ward.
Like cholera and typhoid. The new boreholes located at Dina Kaimba and Chunga Secondary School will bring or will provide a reliable source of clean water for drinking and household use. The project, valued at approximately 300,000 kwacha, is nearly complete with a completion rate of 98%. It is expected to be finalized within the next month, bringing much needed relief to the residents of Mwembeshi Ward. The Lusaka City Council assures the community that all CDF-funded projects are being executed at high standards of quality and within agreed timeframes, reflecting the government's dedication to improving the lives of its citizens.
Child Fund Zambia has called on stakeholders to place children at the heart of environmental policies, funding and action, citing the disproportionate impact of climate change on young people. Speaking during the National Adaptation Plan, NAP Expo 2025 in Lusaka, Child Fund Zambia's officials Nicholas Mushimba emphasized the urgency of addressing environmental challenges such as prolonged droughts, devastating floods and unpredictable rainfall patterns. He noted that the issues compounded by land degradation, biodiversity loss, pollution and worst are disrupting livelihoods and deepening food insecurity across the country. Mr. Mushimba has highlighted highlighted Child Fund Zambia's commitment to environmental sustainability as a form of child protection, pointing to innovative projects like the Community Adaptation to Alternative Sources of Energy initiative in Kafue.
In partnership with the Econic S Foundation, we introduced a solar lighting initiative for learners in off-grid schools within game management areas. These are areas, for example, last season that faced severe drought, lowered river levels, forcing wildlife into human settlements in search of water, creating safety for children walking to and from school. So these solar lamps have not only extended study hours after dark, but also improved nighttime safety by differing wildlife. 2,339 learners in 16 schools across two districts have benefited from these solar lights, replacing unsafe environmental.
The Zambia Education Information Center, ZAIC, has commended the Ministry of Education on promoting special and disabilities education in the country. Speaking to One Love Radio News, ZAIC Acting Executive Director David Chikamba says it has now become common to find all districts have special facilities with special education. Even during exams, the Examination Council has catered for pupils with special education and disabilities. Mr. Chikamba says the pupils write the same exams with other pupils but are being given extra time even when marking their scripts. He says ZAIC is happy with what the ministry is doing to meet the needs of pupils with special needs.
Actually, the Ministry of Education is already doing enough to promote special education for pupils with disabilities.
Okay.
This time, it's very common to find each and every district, there are schools with special facilities for special children.
Mm-hmm.
Even during exams, the Examination Council of Zambia has catered for those people. So they write the same exams, but with special facilities like being given extra time during exam time. Even when marking their scripts are paid special attention.
Now, the United Party for National Development, UPND, has distanced itself from comments made by aspiring Chawama Member of Parliament, Morgan Munda, who is President Hagainde Hichilema, and the Director of Public Prosecutions to discontinue court cases involving the Lungu family. UPND Lusaka Province Chairperson Ovias Mwaliteta has clarified that the President has no authority to interfere with ongoing judicial proceedings, citing the principle of separation of powers. Mr. Mwaliteta has emphasized that the Lungu family, like any other citizen, has the right to defend themselves and prove their innocence.
Ongoing legal proceedings cannot and should not be interfered with the political statements or public pressure. I have noted with concern the recent remarks by aspiring Chawama Member of Parliament, Mr. Morgan Chonya, urging the President, Hagainde Hichilema, the DPP, Gilbert Pili, to discontinue court cases involving the Lungu family. Such suggestions, however, with well intention, they might appear amount to interference in the judicial process. President Hagainde Hichilema took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the Republic of Zambia. Our justice system operates on the principle that every person is innocent.
Economist Kelvin Chisanga has raised concerns over the rapid increase in the number of fuel service stations in the country in residential areas, citing urgent public concern. Mr. Chisanga says the number of service stations in Zambia has more than doubled in the last decade, with Lusaka hosting over 200 new stations, mostly in residential areas. Mr. Tsanga questions the current pattern of development, highlighting issues with urban planning, safety and environmental sustainability. He has urged stakeholders to adopt a balanced approach, prioritizing both investment returns and community well-being. Minister of Youth, Sports and Arts Elvis Nkandu has urged young people to take full advantage of available empowerment programs and honor loan repayment.